Well, hi everyone. It's Friday morning. It's about 11 o'clock. And I'm off today. And I thought I'd get this tape off to you before the weekend. I usually like to make a tape on the weekend, as you know, because it seems like I have a little more time. But today seems like a good day. As I said, I'm off. And I wasn't up all night long. We didn't have any cases. In fact, we haven't had any cases, any emergencies in a couple of days because, as I'm sure you probably know, South China Sea is being hit by tropical storms and typhoons, and so we're trying to outrun the typhoon and tropical storm. How successful we are, I don't really know, but I think we'll be able to manage okay. When I said we were trying to outrun a tropical storm, I guess it was about 2 days ago we got the word that we were going to be hit by a hurricane or something. No, by a typhoon. Then they changed it and said it wasn't a typhoon, it was a tropical storm, because a typhoon has to have winds 65 knots an hour, and this was only 55 knots. We'd been rocking a fair amount, you know, and then the captain said we were going to get underway. We were off Wonder Beach, which is not too far. Well, you know where it is. It's off Quang Tri. And we were going to try to outrun this thing. So we, you know, they got underway and everything. And we came to 100 miles south of Da Nang, which is, let me tell you where it is. It's southwest of Da Nang. And we sat off, anchored out in the middle of the ocean for about, 12 hours anyway.
Sure.
So then they said that we were going to, then apparently another storm came up, I don't know, another typhoon, and it was supposed to hit the island of Hainan, the first one was anyway, I don't know about the second one, it was heading towards Formosa. So we were supposedly heading back towards the line. I understand we're someplace off Wonder Beach, but we're not inside of any land, and we're still rocking quite heavily, and it's raining quite a bit now, so I don't know exactly where we are, or when we'll start on getting on casualties or anything. But I understand that once the typhoon and monsoon season comes, it's like this most of the time. So actually, I'm quite prepared for it now. I haven't been seasick. There's been a lot of seasickness on board, I might add, and I really feel sorry for them because it's so bad. They're so seasick, and they feel so terrible and nauseated and everything, and there just isn't much that anybody can do for them. And they get a terrible headache. The first night that we started really rocking badly and pitching. I mean, you know, you really, when you walk down the passage where it's like in the movies, you hit one side, then the other. I felt as though I was very lethargic, like I was going to fall asleep standing up. However, I didn't. And it does make me awfully sleepy. I can go to bed at the drop of a hat and sleep 2-3 hours and not bat an eyelash. In fact, I went to bed last night about 11:30, 11:45, and just got up at 10 o'clock. But I have a washing in now. I have so many chores to do when I do have a day off that I feel like I can't waste it sleeping. And I must owe 5 tapes. Well, I don't think they'll all get made today. Maybe I'll get 2 or 3 made, but I doubt that I'll get 5 made. Now, the big thing is that tomorrow we're supposed to have a change of command. Captain Holloway, who was executive officer at the Naval Hospital San Diego, apparently still in Okinawa, I guess, because the landing field at Da Nang has been closed for 3 days. So he and, who else was it? Captain, it was supposed to change with Captain Marcus. Captain Marcus is going back to the States. So they've had this elaborate plan, you know, of the change of command ceremony. They've had all these things organized and ready to go, and everybody in their dress whites and all this sort of business, the men. And we don't have to, we just have to wear summer uniforms. But since I have the duty, I don't even have to participate, which I'm very grateful, I might add. So all these big plans have been made and all, and now they're going to have to be canceled because, of course, I guess they're going to, RCO is going to leave anyway, but I don't know what else is going to happen. Whether he's going to leave it for the exec to take over or what. But I guess we'll find out when the time comes. Now they're planning on maybe having change of command in the wardroom. So it's really sort of a messed up affair now. And no one really knows where the new CO is. They think perhaps he's in, this is the CO of the hospital now, not the commanding officer of the ship. And everybody thinks maybe he's still in Okinawa since they weren't supposed to be able to get off. So we're all waiting to see what's going to happen. And of course, people can't go out in the decks or anything because they're too wet, and the water keeps pouring in, and it's breaking over the bows, just like in the movies. And you're sitting out in the wardroom looking out the porthole, and all of a sudden you see lots and lots of sky, and then all you see is water. So we really roll and list quite a bit. And then sometimes we pitch, too, up and down. But I can't say I mind it. It hasn't bothered me at all. I've been fortunate. Operating is kind of difficult under these conditions because the lights swing back and forth, and everything that's not tied down, you know, will move like the suction machines. So actually our operative schedule has been pretty light. It's been kind of a light week for us. And people are kind of tense in a storm like this, though not because of the storm, but because we've been out to sea so long, and I guess it's 25 days or 24 days to Subic now. And this is the reason I think everybody's kind of tense. And of course, I'll be here 6 months next, the 12th of September. So, gee, it doesn't seem possible, does it? But anyhow, I have been. So I thought I'd tell you about the typhoon, keep you up on the weather report as to what's going on out here. But it's, we just get out of the way, you know, when they start heading towards us and we leave. I hope that it's not very busy on the beach. Oh, before I forget it, Mother, thank you very much for getting the Waterford Crystal, and I'll send you a check in this thing to cover that, and I'm sure I owe you more money than what will be in the check for the numerous little things that you've done for me, so please tell me what I owe you so I can send it to you. I'm glad the glasses arrived okay, and I'll certainly send them a note and tell them that after 4 years they did come. Now, you said a year ago, Mother, it's been four since I ordered them, but the price has gone up so much since what I originally paid for them, I couldn't afford not to wait. And they're going up every year, too. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I did want to ask you if you'd do something for me, if you have an opportunity. And I'll remember to mention it in a few minutes. But I did want to tell you this, that on the 3rd of September, we had Mass here on the ship for you and for Dad, and for another fellow and his mother, whose anniversary it was. And Father announced, you know, before Mass and everything, that it was for Pete's parents and for my parents on their celebration of their anniversary. And he said, it was very nice. He said, tonight we're celebrating Mass for some people who are 10,000 miles away on their wedding anniversary. So I wanted you to know that you were remembered out here. And even one of my corpsmen from the department came, who was, we were talking about it in the office, you know, because a father came by and I'd asked him. And he said, oh, he'd be delighted. And then Pete was saying it was his parents' anniversary, and I said, well, I'll ask him if he'll mention, you know, say it for your folks too. So one of the kids that wasn't Catholic, Protestant kid, came to Mass for you too, and I thought that was very, very nice. I was very pleased. And we were talking about that, and they said, gee, if they only saw what it was like, because we had to open up where the chapel was, as I've told you before, is a ward. They just take the racks out, but they had to open it up because we got busy. And with malarias. And so it was in the medical library, and it's just a table, and everybody sort of sits around the table, and then the altar is kind of a portable stand, you know, and that's up at the head. And it's very homey, I guess is the word to use. Certainly not elaborate or anything like that, but it was very nice, and I knew that you'd be pleased to hear that. Let's see, is there something else you asked me if I got? I think I got all your tapes now. They didn't come in the order that you sent them or mailed them. I got the tape first telling me that Uncle and Alice had made a tape. And then a couple days later, I got Uncle and Alice's tape. It's hard to know about the mail out here. And I did get the card from Stowe, Vermont. That certainly looks like a lovely lodge, doesn't it? With all those flowers out all over the place. And I enjoy the descriptions of everything. It was very, very enjoyable. I'm going to flip this over now and make the other side. I know that I haven't used it all up, but, you know, I get so that there isn't a whole lot to say, and I can't talk that much. I know what you're saying.